Good morning. My guest this morning is Brent Reed from the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning, Roland.
This is a very interesting project that the Laguna Foundation has taken on, replanting local native plants on your property.
Yeah, exactly.
I live in Larkfield, and I get a panorama of burnt hillsides
right. Every
time I leave my house.
Right. Yeah. That was basically this whole thing came about, you know, right as the fires happened.
Yeah.
So many people in Sonoma County were directly affected, and there were so many people that, you know, live in the county that wanted to help in some way. And as people got together and tried to figure out what we could do, that was one of the offers that we put out is, you know, we have a native plant nursery. We have a lot of volunteers.
Right.
And we have a lot of partners that we work with. And what we can try to do is capture some seed in case people find that they need to do some replanting with natives on their properties.
So have you begun that already?
Oh, we have, yeah. So in the fall, we collected thousands of acorns, I think, with the help of the California Native Plant Society, notably the Milo Baker chapter, which is our local chapter, named after Milo Baker, who was a botanist at the junior college. They collected thousands and thousands of acorns from all over the county. We wanted to get seed that was from in and around all the places that were burned. You want to get acorns don't fall far from the tree, so to speak,
right,
an apple.
That's right.
And so genetically, they don't disperse like the way windblown seeds do. So it takes they evolve over generations, moving slowly. So if you live in Larkfield versus Kenwood, the oaks are going to be genetically different. Even though they may be the same species, they're going to be much more adapted to your area. So we wanted to make sure we had something for everyone.
Boy, that's great. That's good thinking.
Yeah, thinking ahead for long term.
Really?
You know, that's the way you have to look at it.
So so how do people participate in this?
So if you go to our website, thelagunafoundation.org, you'll find a link to fire recovery. And if you click on that link, you'll go to a page, and it has a little description of what we're doing. And it also has what's really important is a survey form. And entering your information, we can get you in there. I can contact you from there. It's got some really simple questions that will help us figure out how we can help you. And that's the most important thing, is if you can do that.
Right. When I leave my house and go toward the freeway, I pass by a tree which is nothing but a length of stump, really.
Mm-hmm.
It must be 30 to 40 feet long and 14 to 18 inches in diameter. And it is heartbreaking to see all those years, all those centuries of growth reduced to this hunk of wood.
One of the things I've noticed, I've gone around to a number of properties, and it's so variable how things were affected. And one of the bright lights, if you will, or the rays of hope that I'm seeing, and it's changing every day with spring popping out, is I'm seeing so much sprouting from the base. So
right.
these trees are adapted to fire. So it's hard, you know, the homeowner has a different lens that they're looking through.
Yeah,
they have,
right.
They're not only seeing this, they remember this tree, this tall, beautiful thing with leaves and shade that they used to sit under, and there's a whole bunch of memories attached to it. And I'm kind of going out there as this detective, and I see this sprouting on the ground, and I'm like, this looks great. And they're saying, well, this looks terrible. So it looks both. I see a lot of hope in nature taking care of itself. And so hopefully we're not actually planting that much for people. We're just letting stuff come back naturally. But in some cases, things were damaged really bad.
And this is a fire environment.
It is.
And has been for thousands of years.
Yeah. And I think of coming to Sonoma County when I was a little kid and in the mid-70s. And so the fire was in 1964, the original fire. And I remember going up Mark West Springs Road, and it was forest then. So that gives me a lot of hope that a lot of this is going to recover and be just fine, but we're taking precautions just in case.
Oh, thank you, Brett, for coming in. Let's tell people that the number to call or the website to go to is lagunafoundation.org. And if you're looking for information, you can do acorn@lagunafoundation.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.